Alliance of Women Filmmakers. This is Visionary Voices, behind-the-scenes conversations with groundbreaking women and non-binary filmmakers from around the world. I'm Diana Means. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening. Today, we have director Regina Pigsley for the film The Phoenix, an official short film selection in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. The Phoenix stars a young girl who has recently acquired superpowers and attempts to fix her parents' marriage, but soon learns some things can't be fixed. Regina, welcome.
Hi, Diana. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Let's start off by just having you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to produce this project.
Sure. My background in filmmaking, I really was creative growing up and wanted to make a difference in the world. And I felt like filmmaking was one of the best mediums for change. You know, there's something about pairing music and sound with images that really can speak to someone's soul and create change. And I really kind of manifested different stories. And I thought that The Phoenix was a really important one to tell because it is very close to my upbringing. I definitely grew up in a very tumultuous family life, like you see in The Phoenix, where my parents fought all the time. And I really wanted to help them. And I felt really helpless all the time. And through writing The Phoenix, and it was very therapeutic as well, I realized that it wasn't my fault growing up and that I should let go of the guilt that I was feeling even to that day. And thus The Phoenix was born.
And is The Phoenix a short student project?
No. The Phoenix is my first kind of ambitious short after graduation. I graduated about 3 years ago. 2 years ago. I think the timeline is a little messed up because of COVID, but I was a graduate of 2019.
From what school?
UC Berkeley.
And then in terms of this short project, how did you go about raising the funding for the film?
We launched an Indiegogo campaign and we crowdfunded from friends and family. And that was successful. We exceeded our goal, even though, you know, we set a goal and our budget was more than that goal, of course. But I put in my own funds as well.
And for all of my indie filmmakers out there, to launch an Indiegogo campaign, what was that like? Were there restrictions? Like you had to raise a certain amount or lose the money? Did you have to like put together any kind of a pitch deck or offering on the Indiegogo? Tell us a little bit about working with that platform to raise funds for film.
Sure. We chose Indiegogo specifically because you don't need to make your goal. Whatever number you hit, you can keep. And that was important for us. We were going to make the film regardless. It just may have looked different if we didn't get as much funding. We shot a pitch video and we had myself talk about the film and what it meant, as well as several other crew members. So we had our DP there, our producers there, talking about the film as well as about working with me and vouching for me. And we did pie charts of the budget and we outlined our plan and our timeline. We wanted to show that we had already been thinking a lot about the film and already putting a lot of work into pre-production and that it was going to happen. The film was going to happen and be successful.
And then how did you go about bringing your crew together? Were they people that you worked with before on other projects?
Yes, I would say about half of them were classmates from UC Berkeley. We had a really good film community going in Berkeley, and you know they are going to be my friends and my coworkers for life. And then about half of them I had worked with in a professional setting. And they are also very close to my heart and friends. And everyone worked for free on this, actually, because they believed in the project. And we kind of do the same for each other when we help each other out on each other's projects. I'm really, really grateful for the team that we put together.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I work with a group of people and we make independent films. And number one, it helps the budget when we keep showing up and helping each other. And then you just learn to really work and trust one another too. Can you tell us how you found your lead actress? She was incredible.
Yes. I had two casting directors, bless their souls. They have sifted through hundreds and hundreds of auditions. A lot of people submitted, and based on those, they asked for self tapes. And based on that, we did auditions via Zoom, where we saw if, you know, people could take direction. And I just remember little Audrina just really being a shining light. She really commanded the Zoom screen. You know, it's just a little box and she commanded the whole thing. And she really played to the Zoom camera so well and really blew our minds from the start. And, you know, we brought her back for our chemistry Zoom readings as well. And she knocked it out of the park and just was really, really well spoken from day one, even though she was so little.
Yeah, she was quite the actress. Do you know if she's going on to be in other things? Have you kept in touch with her?
Yes, she actually comes to a lot of the screenings, which is great. She's able to make it out to some of the other festival screenings and we catch up with her and her family. She does a lot of dance. So she's been in several dance shows recently. And I know she's done a couple commercial spots recently as well. I'm not sure what her next big narrative project is, but I'm sure it's not far around the corner. She's really talented.
Yeah, she was quite incredible. And how was it, you know, you had to do everything, you know, via Zoom because of the pandemic. But once you came together, how was it directing a child? Had you had experience in directing a child before?
I had a little bit of experience directing children. Growing up, I taught piano to kids and tutored and volleyball. So I knew a little bit about how at least to communicate to children. But, you know, when you're directing, it's a different ball game. But honestly, working with Audrina in person was, you know, in ways easier than some of the adults that I've worked with in the past. Like, she had so much energy and she was very focused, very professional, and actually would ask me questions that showed that she was really thinking internally about her character. She'd be like, you know, why am I saying this line or what does this mean? And I'd explain it to her just like I would an adult human. And she would really just pick that up immediately, just nod and go, okay. And then and just deliver it and change your line readings. It was really incredible.
Yeah, those are incredible questions. How old is she?
I believe she was 8 at the time. She might be 7, though, in that range. My producers would definitely know because depending on how old she was is, you know, how long we would get her on set. So they knew that to a T.
And then what is next for you and this film? Like, I know right now you're doing the festival circuit run. It's going to be in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. Are there any other festivals lined up for the Phoenix?
Yes, we have the California International Shorts Festival that'll be playing in Santa Monica on the 20th. That's the other festival we got lined up. Other than that, we are still applying to festivals. We just started applying, I think, last month to fests. And yeah, we hope to get into more. We also just got fiscally sponsored, which is exciting. We're still raising funds to be able to apply to more festivals and market the film more, get it in more people's hands, you know, and maybe hopefully we can get a distribution plan at some point at the end of the festival run.
And then tell us a little bit about your fiscal sponsorship and how that works.
Yes. So we are fiscally sponsored by From the Heart Productions. Which means that when people donate now, they get, it is a tax write-off for them because From the Heart is a nonprofit. So that makes the process really easy. They donate, they get emailed a tax form immediately. And so that really is an incentive for individuals as well as businesses to contribute to the film. And a part of that too, From the Heart Productions consults us on what we do, and you know, they're helping us give value to the community as well by putting on virtual events about education, about, you know, the psychology of the children and like filmmaking in general. So it's really great financially as well as consulting wise.
And what was the process? How did you apply for the fiscal sponsorship, or did they reach out to you?
Yes, we applied to one of their grants that From the Heart provides. We did not receive the grant, but they said, you know, we really still want to support your project. So if you wanted to apply for a fiscal sponsorship, you would be accepted. You know, they were like, you know, we can't give everyone the grant, but we can help in other ways, which was really incredible of them. A lot of times you apply to grants and you just don't hear back and you don't know why. But they spoke to us and they were like, you and your project are great. There was not really a reason why we couldn't give it to you. It was just, you know, there's only so many funds that we can. And so we just applied online. And I think anyone can apply on From the Heart, actually. I think it's an $80 fee to apply. And they will review your materials and they can choose to accept you or not.
So that's From the Heart Productions. And fiscal sponsorship is such a key resource for independent filmmakers. So I'm glad you brought that up, because as a fiscal sponsor, they accept the money as a nonprofit, and then they recut a check to the organization or, you know, to the filmmaker. And it's a tax benefit for the business or for the individual. So it's really a good way to raise money. And the fact that you didn't get the grant is kind of a blessing in disguise, because you got a partner now and counseling and other events. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What is next for you after this film? Is there a feature film on the horizon?
There is. I am doing a documentary on my dad, who has had a very colorful life. And, you know, you can kind of see my dad portrayed a little bit in the film, as, you know, the film is loosely based on my childhood. But, you know, my dad has, he was a baby boomer and has some crazy fun stories. You know, he hitchhiked up to Canada and like has had so many adventures, but then spiraled downwards into drugs and alcohol. But he overcame that. And he, you know, was in a cop car chase and had a spirit come over him, gave himself up, went through rehab, became a born again Christian, smuggled Bibles into China, met my mom, brought her back here. I would really love to tell that story and just, you know, use that as a way to get to know my dad as well and kind of explore and see what other things I don't know about him.
Well, that sounds exciting. I can't wait to see that. You'll have to keep in touch with me. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Regina. And I wish you continued success with your festival run and with all your upcoming projects. The Phoenix screens Saturday, March 26th at 4 p.m. in the virtual presentation of the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. For a complete festival lineup, please visit lawomensfest.com. That's LA Women's Fest, F is in Frank, EST.com. Visionary Voices is produced by Diana Means, with editing from Otaku Media. Visionary Voices is a production of Alliance of Women Filmmakers and made possible in part by a grant from the Department of Cultural Affairs. Our website, visionaryvoicespodcast.com.